USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the Centers for Disease Control. About 3% of Americans are considered immunocompromised, and many have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. And the state of California will require all teachers and school staff to get vaccinated against COVID-19, becoming the first state to roll out a mandate for K-12 educators. California Governor Gavin Newsom making the announcement on Wednesday after also recently imposing a mask mandate in the classroom and laying out vaccine mandates for healthcare workers and all state employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The Taliban now control at least 65% of Afghanistan as military officials begin to speculate as to how long before the capital of Kabul falls. John Clemens reports.
Some military officials say Kabul will fall to the terrorists in less than 90 days. India is the latest country to close its consular office due to the advances by the Taliban. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the reports of Kabul soon to be in the hands of the Taliban are premature.
No potential outcome has to be inevitable, including the fall of Kabul, which everybody seems to be reporting about. It doesn't have to be that way.
The latest military victory by the Taliban was the assault on the prison in Kandahar, the country's second largest city, when they released 1,000 prisoners. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said Wednesday that he supports mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers before they return to classrooms for the new year. He added that he would hope that once the vaccines receive full FDA approval, the mandates will be more seriously considered by more districts. Dr. Richard Besser says the classroom is one of the areas where vaccine requirements make sense to him. The former head of the Centers for Disease Control tells Fox News that healthcare settings would fall into that category for him as well.
I'm a general pediatrician, and so the idea of required vaccinations is something that's been part of my life, my entire career. I think there are settings where requiring vaccination makes a lot of sense. For our offices, we're reopening our offices after Labor Day, and only staff who are fully vaccinated can work in the building. Others will need to work remotely. For a school setting where you have teachers and staff who may be at increased risk of having severe disease, you have children for whom vaccines aren't yet available, I think considering requiring vaccination is something that should be on the table. My hope is that more people will reach out to their own healthcare providers, explore this, get their questions answered, and make the decision to get vaccinated. But I do think there are settings, in particular healthcare settings, where requiring vaccination is the right thing to do.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.